I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. We are the Junkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we have head coach Peter Laviolette of the Washington Capitals. At least by the Junkies poll, Mr. Roboto is going to be his walk-up. It was
runaway
win.
Just a crushing blow to all the other tunes.
That's a lock.
Lock it up.
My mom wanted the third one. That's what she said. I can't even remember what that one was.
I think that one was Good Day.
She liked a Good Day, yeah.
Yeah, because it was a little uplifting.
Right.
But I think even Coach Laviolette said last time, he's like, well, if we're coming off a losing streak, you might get bitter here in Good Day.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're not coming off a losing streak, 4-1 in their last five.
Yeah, glad they won last night, because it always sucks talking to a coach after a loss.
Mm-hmm. But he's good. He's great. Good either way, I got to say.
Yeah, so
some coaches won't come on. Some coaches won't come on after losses.
Yeah, Turge won't.
Really annoying.
Turge will not come on after losses.
So he'll join us at 9. Mr. Roboto got 60% of the vote on the Junkies poll. So the other three songs, Bang by AJR, Good Day by Greg Street, and Remember the Name, Fort Minor, only got 40%
Honestly,
collectively.
Mr. Roboto should have gotten 100% of the vote.
Yeah,
with those other songs up against it.
Makes all the sense in the world.
100%. You other 40%, you're doing your life wrong. Just to let you know.
So over the weekend, EB, you headed to New York, to Poughkeepsie, right?
Yep.
And you headed to call Maris lacrosse game, your debut as the color commentator. First of all, how was the trip?
Trip is, I'll tell you, it's only a labor of love. You only would do this for your child, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where you drive up 5 hours right after you worked, you know, just
no
slay the dragon.
No chauffeur to drive you there. You'd have to do it yourself.
No, yeah. Drive. And I tell you, when I did use the cruise control, since Lurch was lobbying for that, but I didn't have the balls to see if it would slow down on its own if I got too close to a car, so I always would hit the brake.
Right.
So I don't know if it had that
feature. You don't want to rely on that.
Yeah. So I didn't. So I still had to manipulate it. I could manipulate it with my hands, you know, and I was kind of doing that. So that made it a little easier, because my heel, I'm telling you, when I have my foot on the gas for 5 hours,
right,
my heel just starts killing me.
Hashtag right. Old.
Well, that's why you should take advantage of the cruise.
Right. So I tried to use the cruise. By the way, I got back in a world record time. I got back in 4 hours, 45 minutes. I think I would have beaten Dale Earnhardt on the way back. I mean, I was flying.
Do you know the mileage?
You'd have to Google that, JP, from Kensington to Poughkeepsie. But I know this. So I use the cruise a lot, but there were times where I looked down, and I'm not proud of this, and I don't recommend this. But I think it's because the BMW from BMW Fairfax is so smooth that I looked down one time, and I was going 94.
Oh,
and
that is high.
I felt like maybe I was going 70. You know what I mean?
94.
Like you're going so smooth, you don't even realize it. I looked down and went, whoa! And you know, you really got to be careful, like around the Aberdeen area, the Havre de Grace, because I've gotten tickets there before.
Like, don't kind of know. Don't pat yourself on the back that you made it in some sort of world record time, because I just Googled it. By the way, I had no idea how to spell Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
No idea. P-O-U-G-H.
Yeah.
Anyway, it says 4 hours, 55 minutes, 297 miles.
All right. Well, but, you know.
So you saved 10 minutes so you, I mean, world record time.
I was going 94. So, I mean, if you go faster than that, God bless
you. Definitely had to stop. There's no way you did that no stop.
Well, I had to stop once. I had
of course.
Pee, and I rewarded myself with a chocolate shake from McDonald's.
Delicious. As you should have.
I rewarded
myself. A
five-hour
trip solo, you deserve at least a shake.
Well, it was also a very stressful day. So I leave Friday. I get up there Friday evening, check into the hotel. There's nothing to do. So I go to my favorite restaurant,
Crew. Did you get it resolved? Are they taking care of the hotel?
No, I haven't asked for that. They're paying me an hourly rate to call the games.
Right.
And frankly,
what's your rate?
I don't know. I'm going to put it in the hangout.
Okay.
I don't think it's fair. I don't think they would want me.
You're not trying to air your laundry out there.
Well, I don't want to say, you know, you never know how people react to stuff.
Sure.
I would think
because
they would.
The color commentator for the female lacrosse team is going to get bitter.
Well, did I tell you they asked me to do girls lacrosse too?
They did. No. They want you to do every sport now?
They asked me if I would do the girls lacrosse too, and I said, I would be horrible at that. I could barely do this.
Right. Let's not overextend me, okay?
Hey, yeah.
Let's go
well,
easy
I don't even
here.
Know. Like, if you've ever seen girls lacrosse, it's totally different rules. So there you go. That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
I'd be psyched to make that cash game.
I'll just say this, EB. I way overbid. I thought it was probably six times that.
What? What are you talking about?
An hour? Remember, this is largely for
JP thinks he's getting paid per word. That's why.
This is largely
for Carolina.
Yeah.
No, I thought this. I'll put what my thought. I thought he would have been paid this for the game.
It's going to be an outrageous
amount. That's not outrageous.
Yeah, my guess is it totals something like this.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
That would be my
That's pretty interesting.
All right, let's get to the right. High.
Well, hold on, but let me just set it up. So I went out to the restaurant, my favorite restaurant, Crew. I'm just hoping maybe eventually they give me a free meal.
What's their go-to dish?
For me, it's salmon. I always get their salmon. It's
right.
Spectacular. The thing is, it's just in like a dumpy strip plaza.
Right.
Sometimes great restaurants are strip
malls. You'd be stunned that the restaurant is that good.
Yeah.
And then I ate by myself. Now, I did tip generously because I felt like, you know, they have had a rough time. But after tip, $70 for one person eating.
Well, definitely geez. Alcohol.
You definitely had two Jack and Cokes.
I definitely had two drinks, of course.
100%.
So anyway,
you get
a
per diem?
I'm doing this to watch my kid play. I'm not doing this for money. I'm not doing it for anything but just to watch my kid play.
You just asked for a free meal at Crew. What do you mean?
Well, I'd go there anyway. I would go there anyway. I would go there anyway. That's not what I'm doing.
What is your lodging like, by the way? What are we talking about here?
What
sort of
accommodations?
Wife hooked me up at the Residence Inn. They're basically all the same there.
They're nice, yeah.
They're all like the same type of hotels.
Sure,
just pick one, and I think it was $100.
Right.
So I was very anxious. I've watched two Detroit Mercy games during the week. I took a bunch of notes on my computer. Now I know Marist very well because my son is a sophomore there, so I know the personnel there. Mm-hmm. It's probably the only team in the country that I could do color for. That I know it that well.
Well, so that makes sense. Was this their first game, or did they have one?
Yes, it was their first game. And the big storyline, and we tried to emphasize it, was that Marist had only had 5 days of practice before their first game. Can you ever think of that ever happening anywhere? I mean, it was just insane. So I got pretty nervous, and especially when I showed up, and, you know, they were there was a bunch of Crew there, a bunch of engineers. They were talking about how we were going to do we were going to cut the opening beforehand, and they were telling me where to look for the replay and which producer was going to be in my ears. And meanwhile, it's my first time ever doing it.
What did you wear?
You were nervous, man. Nervous.
Well, I I wore just like jeans and a Marist pullover. I tried to be, you know, I tried
was it
to
nippy?
Just like
a little
a
bit nippy.
Oh, it was freezing, yeah. And that's a storyline because apparently people could hear me breathing. because you know it was one of those headsets, and I, you know, I wish somebody would have told me during the broadcast, but I like to hear. I told him, I said, you got to make this louder. I like to hear it loud in my ears. And so to hear myself, I had the microphone right up to my lips. And apparently, like my wife told me afterwards, she said, you did great, but I could hear you breathing. So that kind of tilted.
It's better than not hearing you breathe.
But anyway, I'll say this. We'll play some of the clips, and you guys can Joan. There's plenty to Joan on. It's hard to do.
Did you have a shot of whiskey before the game?
Nope.
Like I told you.
Eric's very hard on himself. And trust me, I was trying to find as much Joaning material as possible.
Right.
Uh-huh. It's not that bad. Eric did a great job, I felt like.
I saw a clip that Chris Farley put out, and I just retweeted it. I guess Chris Farley tuned in, of course.
I will say, Eric.
I thought it was solid.
Eric found his footing later in the broadcast.
I got more comfortable because you have to speak in like, and I knew this. So I tried the approach less is more. So I wasn't going to make it about me. I was just going to just say a few things. Let the play-by-play guy, Connor Giblin, was amazing.
Yeah. He is a pro.
He's a stud. Okay. And so he had all these charts. He looked like freaking Brett Musburger. So he had stats for every moment.
Did he have money on the game? Brent would definitely have money on the game.
I don't
would
think
he talk
so.
About, yeah, he would talk about the line.
There was commenting about hot fans in the crowd.
You find Jen Sturger.
Yeah, right.
He could handle everything. So he made me feel very, very comfortable. But I learned right away, like, you got to be quick, sort of in and out. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of speak in cliches when you're doing, like, a game. And you know me, I'm the cliche botcher.
You need to bring Jeff Hedges with you.
Yeah, I'm the king of like botched cliches. And so like I don't know how to, you know, I don't speak in like, oh, he was right on the doorstep or
in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. You should have dropped that during the broadcast.
Well, you know what I mean? Like sports cliches, you know?
Yep. Let's play the clips. We're gonna run out of time. I want to hear the clips.
We got time.
Got nothing but time.
All right, so I have the opening. Of Eric.
Oh, this one I felt was shaky. So we recorded the opening, right? And then the producers over there, they were like, amazing, one take, amazing. And meanwhile, I'm dying inside. I'm cringing because I thought it was so bad for me.
You think you botched it? Okay.
I just, you know, I was hemming and hawing a little bit.
All right.
It's almost a year to the day that the 2020 NCAA LAC season was canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. But finally, the MAC is back in men's lacrosse.
We are back, Connor. It's super exciting. 364 days since we've last been out here. And it's just going to be great to see how these guys respond, especially the Red Foxes.
The Titans have their own powerhouse on the attack in Brett Erskine.
Brett Erskine, the Canadian, a big scorer for them. He can feed. He led the team in points last year with 18. He can do it all. He can score and he can feed. So
solid.
Meanwhile, they're running B-roll behind it.
I get it.
It's a lot. Okay, because there's a big gap right there.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like between you and Connor. Was that his name, Connor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean him talking so much?
Well, no, him talking after your analysis.
No, but he's sending. I thought EB did a solid job there.
Yeah.
Marist is the preseason one. Detroit Mercy, the preseason two. Opening faceoff about to get underway between Andrew Evans and Alex Jarzembowski. College lacrosse finally back at Tennis Stadium. We appreciate you tuning in here on ESPN Plus as the Titans win the opening faceoff.
That's going to be a key battle. But watch there, the faceoff battle. See who can retain possession more often than not today. See, I bought that. That was the first moment
fine.
We were on air.
Yeah. I know, but it's the first call. It was the first call of the game, and he stumbled.
I thought you pronounced retain a little differently.
You do
win
it.
Win the opening faceoff.
You went with
That's
retain.
That's going to be a key battle to watch there, the faceoff battle. See who can retain possession more often than not today.
That's getting nitpicked.
I understand. We're nitpicking. Like I said, overall, I saw the Farley clip. I thought you did a good job.
I thought it sounded fine.
Here's a goal call.
All right.
Pallera! He flies it in. 5-1 game for the Red Foxes. Pallera, who already had an assist today, now gets the goal.
He's having a heck of a game. Just coming in there, a man-up situation so far. He's got a dime and a goal.
2 points so far for the kid from Buffalo.
How did you know he was from Buffalo? Do you just know everything about these kids?
Because
you can definitely tell that Eric knows more about the Red Foxes than Detroit Mercy.
I studied Detroit Mercy all week, and it all went right out my head. Like, as soon as the game started and just anxiety, I forgot it all. I couldn't recall it. But that kid, Polera, is like one of my son's best friends.
Yeah.
So, I just know his
deal.
You
know the family.
Well, yeah, I know the dad.
He loves Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you have any of those? I'll say this, Jason. You've done this before. So, like, in the first half. So, this was. I would highly recommend not making your color commentary debut on ESPN's platform. It's very stressful.
That's a big platform.
It's very stressful.
One more look at it. Maris just slid off, gave him plenty of opportunity. And that's the first goal given up by Logan Covey.
Little late. Got his hands free. Was able to step down and just get a good rip at it.
Sounds fine to me.
Sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. So I wonder if the...
Did you get a time and room in there?
No. But Jason, so in the first half, like, you know what I'm used to doing radio. TV's a joke because we just talk.
Right.
So they're running replays, and the producers are all talking, and it's distracting because...
They're talking in your ear.
Yeah, but mostly to Connor, but I hear it all. You know, they're just saying stuff. And to me, it's just like blah, blah, blah. But they were running replays a few times that I think I was unaware of, right, in the first half. So I obviously wasn't synced up with that.
Gotcha.
But in the second half, I feel like I nailed the replays.
Right.
You know,
and
like
again, it's your maiden voyage.
Well, look, we knew you were gonna be nervous at your first game, first half of your first game. You were gonna sound a little shaky, but I'm sure you improved.
Do you have one of my replay calls? Because I was really proud of one of them.
I just have the goal.
Oh, just the goal.
The one we just heard.
Wide open opportunity. We have our first goal of the 2021 season, and it goes to Jamison Embry. Marist leads.
Way to go, J-Mo. Big junior, big finisher for them. Dominates for Max. He could score, he could feed, he could do it all.
Score and feed.
Well, he does.
So, another game this weekend?
Another game this weekend against Quinnipiac. I don't think I'm going to study as much on Quinnipiac as I did last time. Like, I'll watch the games and take a few notes. But I took all of these notes, and then when the game started, I kind of choked on for them, for Mercy, Detroit Mercy, because it was too much.
Yeah, but
you didn't drop their hometowns.
I thought it sounded good.
Yeah, that's what I decided to do, Jason, is do biographical stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Yorktown's finest, or you know what I mean, from Buffalo. That add a little color that way instead of talking about like the backside seal and the two slide or whatever.
And strengths and weaknesses of the I got you.
I can do strengths and weaknesses of the guys, but some of the X's and O's stuff I'm not that good at.
Yeah, and then did you hit the road right after the game and go home?
I talked to Stevie for a little bit. He was hot. He was pissed that he didn't play a little better. So we talked, and then I emptied my wallet, gave him whatever cash I had. And then
good move. That's a good move for a college student.
He's going to use his fake ID and get some Trulies.
And then I rolled. Yeah.
Here, I have one of your, analysis here.
Oh, okay.
And we'll get the call in just a moment. We'll see this play once again.
Bowler's a tough kid from Colorado. Played a lot of D-mini last year. It's going to be more offensive this year.
Got trucked from Luke Mogzik. That is
a
penalty.
Down.
For who?
A lot of dead air.
Oh yeah,
you got to remember it's not radio, Valdez. No, you got to remember it's TV, it's stream, it's video.
Yeah,
so
they're showing the highlights. Well,
So you could see the story unfold. You don't have to fill in every gap.
By the way, I noticed that's Eric's kind of verbal crutch when he's doing the color commentation is that he has to give where the player's from.
That's good.
Well, yeah, I decided that was going to be my approach. Was bio. I was gonna stick to biographical. Dude, you understand? I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
I mean,
hey,
I'm
fill in those blanks however you can.
I'm a complete novice.
Give their favorite TV shows. All of them.
I mean, I texted Pete a few questions. I had a couple guys give me a few sort of suggestions. But I mean, you were talking about flying blind.
John and Smith more likes at Netflix.
I wonder if the kid, the Connor kid, the play-by-play voice, was a little nervous too because this is his first game with the Washington D.C. radio star.
Yeah, I bet you he was kind of nervous.
I bet he was a little nervous too. Yeah.
I don't know. He made me feel so comfortable. He was a pro, and he had so I might do that. He had all these charts
the CD chart.
Or who's the guy that everybody always breaks balls?
I need the game chart.
The guy that works with Aikman.
Joe Buck.
Yeah. Joe Buck, I guarantee you he has all these charts, right? So he could easily just go to a stat, go to a hometown. Like, he just had it all. Meanwhile, I had mine on my computer, and I'm trying to find it, and it was kind of a mess. Like, I didn't know how to
hook up a chart like we used to see, Frank Herzog back in the day would have his chart.
Yeah.
Charlie Boyle handing note cards.
Big old piece of poster board. Go out to CVS and buy one today.
I appreciate people checking it out. The Joning wasn't too bad.
You'll be much better in the Quinnipiac game this Saturday.
All right, remember, we've got Coach Peter Laviolette, head coach of the Washington Capitals. He'll join us this morning at 9 o'clock. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington all year celebrating the Junkies' 25th anniversary presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. Remember, got Coach Peter Laviolette, head coach of the Capitals, join us at 9 with his new walk-up song, Mr. Roboto, ready to go.
Very good.
On Friday morning, we reported on excerpts of a report prepared by the NFL's independent investigator into the Washington football team, Beth Wilkinson. We believed, based on information provided to us by our source, that the report was final and had been delivered to the NFL league office. The league has denied receiving the final report, both in a general statement and in response to specific questions from us. Based on those unequivocal denials, we now believe that our source was mistaken and that the excerpts of the report that were shared with us have not been sent to the NFL league office. We do believe in the authenticity of the documents we reviewed and that they are from the Wilkinson investigation, but we are unable to confirm that the report was a final draft or that it's been delivered to the league office. As soon as we're able to report anything further on this, we'll let you know, both as to what occurred in our Friday report and regarding the Wilkinson investigation generally.
All right, with that being said, let's get to the football field. And We talked a little bit about it earlier with John Keim, who covers the Washington football team for ESPN.com. Alex Smith gets released. Apparently he asked for his release. Doesn't matter. He's gone, right? Mm-hmm. They saved this money in cap room. The question now is, you've got Taylor Heinicke on the roster. What happens at the quarterback spot? Do you bring back Kyle Allen? Do you make a trade? Here's what Michael Robinson from the NFL Network said.
I think Teddy Bridgewater will find his way to Washington. I know people are saying, what? Teddy Bridgewater's under contract with the Carolina Panthers. Yes, he is. But I think the Carolina Panthers are in the market for a younger quarterback, and I think they're going to find their younger quarterback, and I think Teddy Bridgewater is going to be the odd man out. And you look at his relationship with Scott Turner. Scott Turner was the quarterback coach when Teddy Bridgewater was drafted into the National Football League with the Minnesota Vikings. He can walk straight into that football building, day one with the Washington football team, know the playbook. He does not turn the football over. He's never been historically one of the guys that, you know, has a lot of turnover, so he's going to take care of the football. And last year he showed he can really push the ball down the football field. He almost threw for 4,000 yards with the Carolina Panthers and all of those weapons on the outside. Okay, you have a quarterback like Teddy Bridgewater not turning the football over, and you have that dominating defense that Ron Rivera likes. Again, it's a lot to get him there. I think Teddy Bridgewater is the best opportunity for the Washington football team to win next year.
You know what? He makes a lot of good points. And I think we've kind of all kind of just like thumbed our nose at that and kind of went, eh. But it's all about relationships. It's all about, you know, who believes in you. And I think that that connection is probably very, very important. Herney knows him. Turner likes him, clearly. Rivera, I'm sure, knows about him.
Does he excite you, though, as a fan?
No.
I'd love to hear from listeners.
No, that's a different question.
Who would excite you?
Deshaun.
Feasible, yeah.
Would you like the move?
Guys you can't get.
800-636-1067. You can call us on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. That's 800-636-1067. Okay, so he's not exciting to you, EB, but would you be okay with it?
Sure. I mean, he's better than some of the other alternatives that we could bring in.
I mean, to me, he's a slightly, and I mean slightly better version than Alex Smith. I mean, in 15 games last year, he threw 15 touchdowns.
Yep.
If you're cool with one touchdown per game from your quarterback, then Teddy Bridgewater is your guy.
And Robinson was kind of hyping
no
up
thank
that
you.
He almost threw for 4,000 yards. Everybody throws for 4,000 yards now.
So what? Big
That's
deal.
Pathetic.
Yeah, but you know what? He completes a high percentage, and he doesn't turn the ball over. He's a veteran. He's not a diva. I get it. He's not going to throw 35 touchdowns.
The pickings are slim.
Yeah, and there could be reasons why he didn't throw more touchdowns. We
you
don't
got
know.
A guy, though,
Case,
that
we weren't
knows...
watching Carolina Panther games start to finish.
You got a guy that knows the system. That remember, we saw what Heinicke did knowing the system. You know, let's see, Cakes. Let's see what he does.
Very underwhelmed if Teddy Bridgewater becomes a quarterback for the Washington football team.
I think he's mediocre, but he knows the system, so that'll give him his best shot.
Why do we think he knows the system so well?
Because Scott Turner drafted him.
He's right? played under Turner.
One year in Minnesota with Scott Turner.
Just because he was there in Minnesota? Okay.
Yeah.
It's also unsexy because – when you think about trading for a quarterback, the names that come to mind are Stafford, who was dealt, and then Deshaun Watson, and then Wilson.
But they did the same thing. Didn't they trade for Kyle Allen? They didn't sign him as a free agent, right?
Or did fifth
they?
Round pick, I believe. They gave
Correct.
Him to Kyle Allen.
Right. So I can see him doing the same thing for Bridgewater. You talk about a bridge quarterback.
So now all the Washington football team does is dip into the Carolina Panthers market for beat up old quarterbacks.
Dude, what did Kyle
He's
Shanahan
do? He's not
that
do? Old, by the way.
You know what I mean? Just recycled quarterbacks through the Carolina system.
Recycled, yes. He's only 28. Michael Robinson led off, Carolina needs to go younger at quarterback. I'm like, why? He's 28. They need to go better at quarterback, not necessarily younger. He's in his prime.
By the way, you know, he had a catastrophic injury that we all know about. And I remember distinctly the few times I saw him that he moved better than I had seen him so far at the NFL level. So he can move a little bit. I think he's totally healed.
And why would the Panthers be so eager to trade him?
Because I think he's unhappy. You know they're on, they want more production.
They can do better than Teddy
Bridgewater. They want more production. And I think he's pissed off that they've been so sort of vocal about it. They're not
hiding. Where are they drafting? 8 or 9? Where do they draft Kicks?
They draft, I think, 8.
Okay. So
they've been one of those teams, though, Jason, that has been rumored to be interested in Deshaun Watson. Like, that's their dream scenario. They bring in Deshaun Watson, then they would unload Teddy Bridgewater. Okay. I mean, Michael Robinson said it from.
Well, maybe Watson is or Bridgewater is involved in that trade.
Right. I mean, Michael Robinson said it, that there's a bunch of hurdles for this to happen. He just thinks it's a good fit. Wow. We want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. Would you like it?
No.
Would you hate it?
How I hate
do you
it.
Feel about
Here are Teddy Bridgewater's numbers since he's been in the league. His touchdown numbers. 14. I'm going with like full seasons basically. And then 15 last year. Right. He missed a bunch of games between 17 and 19. But in his rookie year, 13 games played, 14 touchdowns. Second year, 16 games played, 14 touchdowns. Oof. And then last year, 15 games played, 15 touchdowns.
Right, he's not the
savior. You have to do better.
He's not the
savior. You have to do better than Teddy Bridgewater.
All right, but again, who do you want? Who
I don't
do
know.
You want?
I don't want Teddy Bridgewater.
It's clear on that. Let's
very
go to Earl.
Meh.
Let's go to
move.
Earl in Laurel. Earl, you're on with the Junkies. 800-636-1067. What do you think, Earl?
What's going on, fellas? Happy New Year. It's your old Lowe's / DoorDash buddy. How y'all been doing?
What's up, brother?
Hey, buddy.
Good. I do not want Ted. I mean, I like the guy. I want a quarterback that's going to be there for the next 10 years. I want a franchise quarterback. He's a stopgap. He's not a franchise guy. I want a guy that's going to be there for the next 10, not for the next year or two.
Well, look,
I mean, I like the guy. I've always liked Bridgewater.
He's not going to be the savior. So I'm trying to tell Cakes. He's not going to be the savior because you're going to have to draft someone in addition to if they trade for Bridgewater. He's not going to be the guy, but it'd be nice to have a veteran bridge to whoever you draft. Don't you think?
I would give up zero draft capital for Teddy Bridgewater. I would give up nothing.
Exactly. Nothing. Yeah. Well, I don't want him, period.
Okay.
Well, what's he going to cost? Are you going to give up a third-round pick for Teddy Bridgewater?
No. I'm not giving up a third
What do you think, like a fourth? I mean, they gave up a fifth-rounder for Kyle Allen.
I think you'd have to give up a third.
I'm
I think
not
you'd have
sure.
to give a third or fourth minimum.
I'm not sure they would give up that high of a pick. I'm not sure the Carolina would want to trade him knowing that they're going to have a rookie quarterback and they might want that veteran to stay there.
That could be the case.
Yeah,
let's hope that's the case.
I mean, how much are they paying him in Carolina?
Like $17 million, I want to say?
Yeah, I don't think
it's a big number.
I don't think they're going to pay him $17 million to back up. I don't. Especially if they get a quarterback at like 8 or 9, whatever the hell it is.
Okay, well, look, if everyone knows that they want to get rid of him, then they're
not
going to
get a great return.
The value goes down.
They're going to get a small return.
I'm out on Bridgewater.
Out.
You got to make a decision. If I'm one of the Martys, I don't even consider it.
I think you do consider it because he knows your system and he's not going to throw you 30 picks potentially like a Jameis. They keep you in games, and then, you know, you hope you have other talent.
What? I'd rather roll the dice with the guy that knows the system, Taylor Heineke, that's going to cost me about $1.5 million, than pay Teddy Bridgewater 17 to 20.
I'm on Team Cakes on this one.
I'll agree with that part. I'd rather go with Heineke, but I don't know. They got to have – what if they bring in Bridgewater and Heineke beats him out in camp?
Then you regret bringing him in.
Because why? Then he's your backup.
You're paying your backup huge money.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah,
maybe
they will.
Why would you do that?
Well, just the same reason why they won't, but maybe they restructure the
deal. If you bring in Bridgewater, Bridgewater's your guy for a year.
He could easily get beat out.
For a year.
Right. Well, why would you bring him in then? You're going to roll the dice on a guy?
Because you just need to have a couple guys you
believe in. For a guy who might get benched?
You got to have a guy that you think can go 16 games, potentially.
I don't like to say this often. I agree with Cakes wholeheartedly. Yes. Team Cakes on this one.
All right. Well, then
get
you got to go out. Then you got to go out and get Trubisky, or you got to trade for Mariota. You got to get somebody.
I gave you my list last week. I'm Team Jameis.
You are Jameis.
I'm rolling your roll.
Oh, I'd much rather have
Jameis.
Much rather have Jameis. Now he's going to turn the ball over more, but he's going to throw. You know what? He's going to throw about 25 touchdowns.
Jameis,
like
the last time he
like
played
scoring.
A full season, he threw for over 5,000 yards. Here we're lauding Teddy Bridgewater or Michael Robinson was because he almost got to 4,000? Please.
Yeah, but that could have been the offense. We didn't watch Carolina. Hey, by the
way,
Bridgewater beat him. He beat Washington this year. Mm-hmm. Played pretty well in that game. He had 5 rushing touchdowns, so he can run a little bit. I don't know. You got to be careful what you wish for.
I know the staff likes that, obviously, but man, if you're setting your sights on Teddy Bridgewater, you're staring 8-8 right down the barrel. Welcome to Mediocreville.
Hey, he led the Vikings to 11-5 record. You know that, right?
I don't care about the team record. He's very mediocre. And if you want a mediocre quarterback, go acquire Teddy Bridgewater.
Everybody's mediocre. Everybody's mediocre.
You're not giving any names.
He's the poster child for mediocrity.
You were hyping up Tyrod Taylor.
I'd
rather have Tyrod Taylor at 8 million than Teddy Bridgewater.
You want Ryan
18.
Fitzpatrick. If Fitzpatrick's not mediocre, are you kidding me? Did you fall on your head this morning?
He's mediocre for less money. You're going to have to deal with a draft pick. And
maybe
part
they
with draft
out the
capital
money.
For a mediocre quarterback.
Maybe they not. Cut him, and then you could sign him for half of what
he's
doing.
If he was so silly, Carolina wouldn't be dying to get rid of him after
he's
one
so
season.
So unsilly. Look at
no
what's
saying
in the,
he's
in the
silly.
Dictionary.
No one's saying he's silly.
Carolina had one.
You're
of the
talking
youngest.
About you're getting people's garbage. Do you understand
exactly.
what Washington the position
right.
they're in?
Pass on the garbage.
There's nothing else. There's only garbage.
I'd rather start Heinicke.
Unless you trade for a Deshaun
Heinicke. Then Bridgewater.
You got. Hold on.
Oh, you're
unless
insane.
You trade you
think,
for Deshaun.
You think you're going 8-8 with Heinicke?
Give me Heinicke all day long.
You're nuts.
All Heinicke all the time instead of Bridgewater.
I love Heinicke. I'm willing to go. I'm willing to roll the dice with him. But
no,
they need a veteran. They need another veteran.
Bridgewater stinks on ice. No thank you.
Cakes.
Keep him away.
Cakes doesn't want any offensive linemen, and he thinks all the quarterbacks suck. He's the worst GM in
history. Genius is often mocked.
For a reason.
All right, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
All right, coming up at 9 o'clock, we've got the head coach of the Washington Capitals, who've won 5 of their last 6 games. Peter Laviolette will join us, but we were talking about what Michael Robinson from the NFL Network said. He believes that Washington's next starting quarterback will be Teddy Bridgewater, and there seems to be a split. A couple guys okay with it, Cakes and I, not really for Teddy Bridgewater. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. Jacob's in Stafford on line 2. Jacob, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Junks? I think every football team fan should be desperate for not just a bridge. And so I'm much more inclined to give up a third rounder for Darnold than I would be for Bridgewater because he's 23. He's had promise in the past in college. Of course, it hasn't shown in the pros yet, but he's got 1 year and then he's done. He's a free agent. Why not go for a guy who could potentially be more than just a bridge? I mean, we've had bridges. Where's a long-term answer? If you don't do that, just draft a guy because he's on a rookie deal for 5 years. I don't get the point in trading for a vet who hasn't done anything. He hasn't done any winning in the pros. What's the point? We already have enough of not winning.
Well, I don't have full confidence. I know that EB's wanted to kick the tires on Darnold. I don't have full confidence that Darnold's going to be any better in the Washington.
Or
you
even know available.
I'm swayed by – did you guys watch the video of Chris Sims flexing about his picks? Remember, Chris Sims was attacked because last week when he put out his quarterback ratings. And when he put out his quarterback ratings, number one, he had Trevor Lawrence number two. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, he got a lot of heat because he had Kellen Mond ahead of Justin Fields, and he had Kellen Mond ahead of Trey Lance. And people were grilling him about his quarterback rankings. And so he put out this video flex of his calls in the last few years.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty good.
And, you know, he basically said Darnold was going to have a bunch of turnovers in the pros. I mean, he pretty much nailed, like, the guys who were going to flourish.
He hit, like, on Lamar. He hit on Josh Allen. I mean,
he was one of the few who said, he said out of that whole draft of a bunch of first-rounders, he said Lamar Jackson's the best.
Right.
Well, look, again, I'm not saying that Bridgewater is the guy, and I'm not saying you trade a third-rounder for him. I don't know, but all the names that we've kind of thrown out there in the past 3-4 weeks – because we kind of knew it wasn't going to be Alex Smith. They're kind of all the same. I mean, maybe there's more upside on a guy like Darnold because he's younger and he was drafted higher, but I don't know if Darnold's available. I mean, we assume the Jets are going to draft a quarterback, but we don't know. All the guys that we've thrown out there, the Fitzpatricks, the Mariotas, the Jameses, the Bridgewaters, the who am I forgetting? Trubisky.
Carr.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to win Super Bowls. But you got to have someone there with some experience to help you win some games, even if you're trying to groom a younger guy.
I bet you, and I haven't looked, I'm kind of perusing right now, that Darnold's numbers are the same as Bridgewater's.
They're probably a
lot more turnovers.
More turnovers,
yeah. A lower completion percentage. Oh, I mean, yeah. His passing yardage, I mean, Cakes, you think... He threw for 2,200 yards last year.
Well, he was brutal. He was also banged up a little bit.
Brutal. All right,
the year before that, 3,000. His rookie year, 2,800.
Okay, but Cakes isn't lobbying for Sam Darnold. It's not like he's saying, I don't want Teddy Bridgewater because I want Darnold.
I'm much more anti-Bridgewater than I am pro-Darnold.
Right.
Yeah, you don't
trust me.
Don't put
you
Darnold
should be
on
more
him.
Pro-Bridgewater than Darnold, I think, actually. When I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm off Darnold.
How about I'm pro neither? Can
right.
I be pro neither
okay, well,
of
give,
those two names?
Give me a guy.
He just told you he'd roll with Heinicke.
I'd roll with Heinicke.
I
over
would
Bridgewater.
Too, but they're not going to.
So
do
you're
that.
Telling me
gonna...
you think Heinicke would be a starting quarterback
no, I'm,
for 16
look,
games?
I'm not saying that you don't bring in somebody else into the room, but I'm saying if you're going to bring in Bridgewater at $18 million, my math says Heinicke. Way better value, and probably is going to give you about the same results
Cakes.
As a Bridgewater.
Take the money out of the
money.
Equation.
18,
take
way,
the money
million.
Out of the equation. They might cut him. Take yeah. money out of the equation. Nobody thinks Bridgewater's worth $18 million. Take the money out.
Although yes. that's not a high price for a starting quarterback for 1 year.
Yeah, it's you know.
I mean, it's not. Starting quarterbacks make at least that. But go ahead.
To me, Teddy Bridgewater is another version of Alex Smith. He's not very good at his job. He's just kind of mediocre. And he gets paid a lot of money because there's a dearth of quarterbacks in the NFL. And good for him. I hope he makes $100 million in his career. I just don't think he's very good at playing quarterback in the NFL.
I get sliced for Cakes the GM.
He's just not.
He's not. But, again, you're not going to sign him for a five-year deal. You're not right. signing him to Alex Smith
I understand.
Deal.
I think it's one year. I think
you better
Ron
have
Rivera,
someone behind him.
I think Rivera, unless he could get Trevor Lawrence or Zach Wilson, looks at the crop of rookie quarterbacks and goes, meh, am I really going to hitch my wagon to Mac Jones for the next 5 years? I think he's more of a bridge quarterback guy because he's not going to be here for 10 years. You think Ron Rivera cares what happens to the Washington football team in 2031?
No.
No.
But, okay, but who do
I
you
know
think
he doesn't.
Do you think Rivera looks on that roster right now with one quarterback signed and says, I think we're all right. I think we're okay.
No,
I think,
but
you know, we'll bring in Kyle Allen as a backup.
Set the bar higher than Teddy Bridgewater.
Who?
That's all.
Give me a name.
Cakes.
I don't have a name. Just do better than Bridgewater.
He does. Tyrod Taylor. He said him 100 times.
Ty God, by the way, had a three-year stretch that Teddy Bridgewater would kill for. Now, I understand this is from 2015 to 2017, but Ty God, when he was with Buffalo, had 20 touchdowns, 6 picks, 17 touchdowns, 6 picks, 14 touchdowns, 4 picks. Oh, and a bunch of rushing yards, too, and rushing touchdowns.
Those are the same numbers.
They're very similar. They're like a few more touchdowns.
Teddy Bridgewater has never had a 20. He's never had a 20 in 6 seasons.
They're marginally better.
Running numbers are better. You guys,
passing numbers are marginally better.
You're stretching.
You can say what you want. Listen.
I can't believe you're arguing Tyrod Taylor.
His rushing numbers, by the way, in those 3 seasons, 568, 580, 427. Pummels Teddy Bridgewater. Pummels
it. It was 6 years
Line
ago.
Them up. The numbers are better than Tyrod.
A long time
they
ago.
They both stink.
But Cakes is right. We're arguing Taylor
I don't
over
know
Bridgewater.
That Cakes is right.
He's right. Just put the numbers next to each other.
He only mentioned two stats. What did he do? What was his passing yardage numbers?
The most important stats. Rushing and throwing.
Touchdowns.
What were his passing yardage numbers those years?
Let's go to Shannon.
Hold on.
Quick.
I want to bring up a point.
Okay. 14 games, 3,035. 15 games, 3,023.
Nothing. The same.
15 games,
2,799. He doesn't pass for a lot of yards either. The same thing.
I didn't
He's
say
got a
he
few
passed
more
for
touchdowns.
A ton of yards. He passed for a lot of touchdowns. More
a
than
lot
Bridgewater.
More.
A lot?
20?
A few more.
Give me a season where Teddy Bridgewater has 20 touchdowns. I'm waiting.
20's nothing.
No way.
He could do it next year.
I can't believe you're hanging your hat on 20 touchdowns.
It's
barely won a game.
All I'm saying is better than Bridgewater's production. And that
it's
was
like
and
a third
hello,
of a touchdown
that was 5 years ago. Now we're in a hyperspeed offense where you should be throwing 25 to 30 touchdowns. And Bridgewater just rolls out there throws 16 or 17.
Well, hold on a second.
Mediocre. Terrible.
Hold on a second. Bridgewater was playing well in his second year, okay, getting better, and then he has a serious injury. All right.
Understood.
And then he misses 3 years, basically.
Yeah.
And then he comes back, and okay, he didn't throw for 35 touchdowns, but he completed 70% of his passes.
And by the way, he basically passed for 250 yards a game, which you could say is nothing, but it's not like 160 that Alex Smith was doing.
Then don't blame
Alex
him
Smith
for the
had a
record.
A couple 300-yard games.
Well, I'm sure Teddy did too.
I can't believe we're arguing Tyrod Taylor.
All right, got to take a break.
Guy.
Coming
That's
up
my
next,
guy.
Oh my
it's
God.
Our guy Peter Laviolette, head coach of the Washington Capitals. They rebounded from their Friday night loss to get a win against the Flyers yesterday, and they've won 5 of their past 6. We'll talk to the coach next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.